This is the Composer's Datebook for July 26th. I'm John Zeck. Today in 1791, Mozart's sixth child, a son christened Franz Xaver, was born in Vienna. Mozart nicknamed the new arrival Vovi, and everyone said the baby was the spitting image of Papa, even down to the distinctive Mozart ears. The baby's mother, Constanze, later claimed her husband predicted the child would become a musician when he noticed that it cried in tune with the music he was playing on the piano. Of Mozart's six children, only two survived, Franz Xaver and his older brother Carl Thomas, who had no interest in music. Franz Xaver, however, did become a composer and performing musician, just as his father predicted. Wolfgang Mozart died just 4 months after Franz Xaver was born, so Constanze enlisted the aid of family friends as the child's first music teachers. And then, as little Franz Xaver showed real talent, enlisted the aid of the leading Viennese composers of her day, including Haydn, Salieri, and Hummel. Franz Xaver made his concert debut in 1805, and early on, Constanze decided to bill her son professionally as Wolfgang Mozart II. As a young man, Franz Xaver, or Wolfgang II, toured widely, but eventually he settled in Lemberg, where he remained for almost 30 years before returning to his native Vienna. Although his compositions were well received and his piano playing praised as very elegant, contemporaries realized Franz Xaver's talent would never match that of his famous father. When he died in Carlsbad in 1844, his father's Requiem Mass was sung at his funeral. For more on Wolfgang I and II, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.